This is Kuv Mo, long-time listener, first-time contributor. There's been a lot of talk lately about the use of Ogg Vorbis and how that few players support this container. It got me thinking about a time I was weak. Drank the Kool-Aid and bought a shiny, sexy new iPod video. Sweet. Not only can I take my favorite tunes and cast along with me, I can even watch shows and movies. Well, I never have watched an entire video on the pod, and I was so anal with the dang thing, it spent its life cocooned in an OtterBox, hiding her figure. Well, it's at that age now. Time to send the pod on to its next life before the battery goes flat and I have to play tongue depressor roulette with it. What do I get to replace it? Something expensive that I'll have to treat like another child? Something that will be so locked down or locked up that you feel like you're doing something wrong just poking around? Heck no. I need something I can play with. Something cheap that does what I need and won't complain about having its innards poked at. Something like the Sansa E250. Tiger Direct has these suckers in abundance at the time of this recording in their refurb bin for $29.99 for the 2GB model. Throw in their 8GB micro SD card, and you've got plenty of space for your HPR goodness and a few choice discographies. But whoa, you say. The E250 and family do not support Ogg. I thought that's where the story was going. And you'd be right. Head on over to rockbox.org, select Rockbox 3.1, and look at the list of players that Rockbox will turn into an Ogg-playing tool of grace and power. Scroll down near the bottom, and there you will see our friend, the Sansa E250 family of players. Now, Rockbox is a firmware replacement for the listed players, and in most cases, adds a great number of extra codecs and functionalities to said players. You can even add a voice function so you can find songs or folders without looking at the screen, or add games and video playback. Not that that would be used much in my case. Now, the first thing that you'll notice if you check out the site or read the manual provided for each player, you are going to read the manual, aren't you? That there is a handy-dandy, easy installer to take care of all the nitty-gritty. Well, with myself and good friend Phantom Hawk, all three of the units we purchased needed the manual install. This consisted of a bootloader and the Rockbox zip. I will include the links for both in the show notes. The bootloader in Windows is just an executable, so will require you have an administrator account. In Linux, you will have to follow the bootloader link, as it is easier to do that than it is to verbalize the shell commands. Rockbox itself is the same in both platforms. Pull down the zip and unpack into the main folder of the player, reboot, and enjoy. Just a little bit of oddities before I go. If you find you can charge your new unit but cannot communicate with it through the USB, go into Settings, USB Mode, and select MSC instead of MTP on the player, and retry. Also, the unit will not let you see a high-capacity card through the USB, so you'll have to use a card reader to load your tunes. I leave the 2GB on the unit open for swapping podcasts in and out. Well, that's it so far, a week's worth of new player, and I'm happy as a clam. I'd like to thank the organizers and presenters of HPR and wish you all a great week. This episode was recorded on a Sansa E250 loaded with Rockbox.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.